नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
In case you missed it, going back on its earlier stand, the central government requested the Supreme Court to recall its order that made playing of the national anthem compulsory in cinema halls. The affidavit, submitted by the Ministry of Home Affairs, apprised the court of setting up an interministerial committee to frame new guidelines on playing of the national anthem after considering wide-ranging issues. The Supreme Court reignited the homosexuality debate, saying a constitution bench will review its 2013 judgment upholding the validity of Section 377 of the IPC, which criminalizes gay sex. Manipur's once dreaded encounter specialist, Head Constable Hirojit Singh, has now moved the Supreme Court with a sensational disclosure that he was witness to a large number of fake encounters in Manipur between 2003 and 2009. India were bundled out for 135, with Vernon Philander returning career best figures of 6 for 42, as the visitors hurtled to a 72-run defeat against South Africa on day 4 of the first test in Cape Town. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah continued his war of words with the Uttar Pradesh counterpart Yogi Adityanath, asking him to read what Swami Vivekananda has to say on cow slaughter before questioning his credentials as a Hindu for promoting beef. The CBI officials have said that the acquittal of former top executives of Finmeconica and Augusta Westerland, Giuseppe Orsi and Bruno Spagnolini, will have no bearing on the CBI case as it is based on an independent investigation with strong evidence. Deepika Padukone's starrer Padmavat is set to hit the screens on January 25th after months of uncertainty and violent protests that led to the controversial film's name being changed from Padmavati. However, the Rajasthan government has said that it won't let the film release in the state. A session court denied bail to a 16-year-old Ryan International student who has been accused of killing 7-year-old Pradyuman Thakur in the school premises and is now being tried as an adult. A research scholar in Aligarh Muslim University, who had taken a break to visit his family in Kashmir, has instead joined militant group Hizbul Mujahideen months after complaining of harassment by armed forces in a Facebook post. It's no secret that our country is obsessed with fair complexion. Now, in an advertisement, Baba Ramdev's Patanjali announced that their beauty cream will solve skin ailments like dark complexion. Uh-oh. It took Oprah Winfrey just one speech to tell sexual predators their time's up. At the 75th Golden Globe Awards, Winfrey made history as she became the first African-American woman to be honored with Cecil B. DeMille Award. And then came her speech. What a win it was. Welcoming the Uttar Pradesh government's order on the removal of illegal loudspeakers from religious places, Muslim clerics have termed it a move in the interest of the nation. A team of True Blue officers of Kaziranga National Park in Assam have made everyone proud after their first taste of action and success, as two handlers and their four-legged colleague took the lead in nabbing wildlife criminals and battling illegal wildlife trade in the state. Agree or disagree? Let us admit it. We are living in vulnerable and touchy times. We have a right-wing government at the helm of affairs who came in riding on an anti-incumbency wave. Expectations were high from the BJP. In such a vitriolic atmosphere, the Muslim community has reasons to look at the anti-triple talaq bill with suspicion. Any personal law that is in favor of women and safeguards their interests and security should be looked at in a holistic manner without tags of caste and community. However, when one makes it look as if it is a champion of Muslim women liberation and overlooks the other serious issues grappling the community, then one's intentions are definitely misplaced. Saira Shah Halim, a Kolkata-based social and political commentator, writes why the triple talaq is an albatross around the government's neck. On Reel, watch the highlights from the Golden Globe Awards.
Thank you for staying with us. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.